Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. The twin pillars of tyranny. How the Jewish entity and the Hindu weaponized the law against the occupied Muslims. News. Quote, Israel's parliament passes a death penalty bill targeting Palestinians. End quote. Al Jazeera. Quote, India sentences Kashmiri resistance leader Asiya to life imprisonment. Her associates, Sufi Fahmida and Nahida Nasreen, were sentenced to 30 years in prison under the infamous Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, end quote. TRTworld.com. Comment. From the blessed land of Palestine to occupied Kashmir, the colonialist courts of the oppressors serve only to criminalize the existence of Muslims, while the treacherous and agent rulers of the Muslim lands, from Arab lands to Pakistan, offer nothing but empty speech. Once again, the enemies of Islam lie bare the reality of their secular, quote, rule of law, end quote, which is nothing but an instrument of subjugation against the occupied Muslims. Recent events in both the Blessed Land and occupied Kashmir expose a synchronized war against Muslims orchestrated through the parliaments and courtrooms of the Jewish entity and the Hindu state. Whether it is the Knesset passing execution bills or Indian special courts handing out life sentences, the legal systems of these occupying powers are designed entirely to subjugate Muslims by depriving them basic rights, humiliating them, and crushing any Islamic resistance. The Jewish slaughter ratified by law. The Knesset passed this horrifying discriminatory law by a vote of 62-48, mandating an atomic default death sentencing by hanging four Palestinians in the West Bank or Gaza accused of killing a Jewish occupier. This barbaric legislation dictates that the execution must occur within 90 days, stripping away any token right to appeal or pardon. The absolute depravity of this occupying force was on full display when the National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, popped champagne on the floor of the Knesset to celebrate the bill's passage, proudly wearing a hangman's noose pin on his lapel. This is a brazen, two-tiered system of apartheid. The Jewish entity subjects Palestinians to military courts boasting a staggering 99.74% conviction rate, where quote-unquote confessions are routinely extracted through horrific torture. Conversely, Jewish occupiers committing acts of terrorism on the exact same land are tried in civilian courts, enjoying a negligible 3% conviction rate and facing no such mandatory death penalties. The prison network backing this legal tyranny has been aptly described by human rights groups as quote-unquote welcome to hell. Currently, 9,500 Palestinians languish in Jewish dungeons, half of them held under quote-unquote administrative detention, without any charge or trial. When footage leaked of Jewish soldiers gang-raping a Palestinian hostage at the quote-unquote Sidi Taiman detention camp, the rapists were not punished. They were freed, celebrated as heroes by Ben-Gvir, and personally apologized to by the defense minister. The same is mirrored by the Hindu state in Kashmir, where the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, a draconian legislation, shields any occupying soldier from prosecution for any killing or pretext of subjugation or fake encounter. The Hindu state's mirror of tyranny in Kashmir is a synchronized process. In the bleeding wound of Kashmir, the Hindu state has perfected this exact same mechanism of legal terror. A special Indian court recently handed down three life sentences to the 64-year-old noble Kashmiri sister Asiya Andribi, the founder of the Islamic women's movement Dukhtaran Imalat, Daughters of the Nation, alongside her associates Sofi Fahmida and Nahida Nasreen. Just as the Jews use military courts to crush Palestinians, India weaponizes the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, its draconian, quote-unquote, anti-terror law, to imprison Sister Andrabi. Yet, a glaring admonition from the 290-page judgment reveals the absolute bankruptcy of the Hindu state's justice system. The court entirely failed to prove that she committed, funded, or carried out any acts of violence, equating her with the most serious charges, like thousands of Kashmiris held in Tihar jail. She was condemned to life behind bars, preemptively, punished for her steadfastness, her Islamic ideology, her defense of Kashmiri women, and her vocal rejection of India's colonial occupation. India's Public Safety Act, PSA, which was used to arbitrarily detain Sister Andrabi for years, mirrors a Jewish administrative detention, a tool used to kidnap Muslims and hold them as hostages without due process. This response of the international community of these atrocities exposed the farce of global justice. Western nations like France and Germany issued pathetic statements claiming the Knesset's death penalty bill would risk undermining the Jewish entity's quote-unquote democratic principles, a laughable assertion for an entity fundamentally built on genocide and ethnic cleansing. More treacherous, however, are the Ruwaybida, incompetent rulers of the Muslim lands. 8 Muslim-majority countries, including Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE, issued a hollow joint statement condemning the Knesset's death penalty as, quote-unquote, apartheid. These are the same cowardly rulers who maintain diplomatic and economic ties with the occupiers, chaining the formidable armies of the Ummah to their barracks while our brothers and sisters are executed, raped, and imprisoned. They complain to the United Nations while ensuring the occupations in both Palestine and Kashmir remain completely secure. O noble Ummah of Islam, the suffering of our brothers and sisters from the martyrs facing the executioner's noose in the blessed land to the righteous daughters and sons of the Ummah languishing in India's jails will never find resolution in the halls of the United Nations. The legal systems of the kuffar are designed to eradicate Islam. This Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is desperately crying for a sincere Islamic leadership. It is only the establishment of the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood, that will mobilize the armies of the Muslims to tear down these courts of tyranny, uproot the colonial occupations in Kashmir and Palestine, and implement the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah has full control over His affairs, but most of the people do not know. Surah Yusuf, Ayah 21. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Muhammad Abdullah, Occupied Kashmir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.